Trumbull regulations required a guard to be present in the room when all papers were removed and all envelopes were opened. But the 220s got Link outside where he posted himself at the door, because there was simply nothing else to guard at the moment. In the lawyer's room, little legal work was being done. Joe Roy opened a file and withdrew a check. "Here's $1,000 to deposit. Came from a pen pal in Texas named Curtis." "What's his potential?"
"Very good, I think. We're ready to bust Quince in Iowa."
Joe Roy withdrew a pretty lavender envelope, tightly sealed and addressed to Quince Garby in Bakers, Iowa.
"How much?" Trevor asked, taking the envelope.
$100,000. Alert the bank."
In 23 years of practicing law, Trevor had never earned a fee anywhere close to $33,000. Suddenly he could see it, touch it, and though he tried not to, he began spending it. $33,000 for doing nothing but shuttling mail.
"You really think this will work?"
he asked, mentally paying off the tab at Pete's bar and telling MasterCard to take this check and shove it. He'd keep the same car, his beloved Beetle, but he might spring for an air conditioner.
"Of course it will,"
Spicer said, without a trace of doubt.
"Arkansas is at Kentucky tonight," he said, returning to his newspaper. "The line is 14. Are you in?"
"Are you?" Trevor had a bookie at Pete's bar, and though he gambled little, he had learned to follow the lead of Justice Spicer.
"I put $100 on Arkansas," Spicer said. "I think I will, too."
They played blackjack for half an hour, with Link occasionally glancing in and frowning his disapproval. Cards were prohibited during visitation, but who cared? Joe Roy played the game hard because he was training for his next career. Trevor wasn't particularly good, but he was always willing to play. It was, in Spicer's opinion, his only redeeming quality.